What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled What I Bought from the Market Today here in Lviv, Ukraine for about $6 or 227 of their money. And post-war Ukrainian 304 loses her cool with me. So first order of business, guys, let me show you what I bought today. These are snacks. This is not my main food. I already bought my main food yesterday. I'm gonna be doing a separate video about that later on, because as you guys know, I do chicken and vegetable, so I'll be doing a video on that type of pricing. So I just wanted to show you what I bought today, guys. I bought this cheese today over here. This is the wrapper it came in. As you guys know, I'm a dirty Jew, so of course when I saw a sale or minus 25%, I had to grab it. It cost 50 of their money, minus 25, that's like, I don't know, maybe like a dollar. So this cheese over here, guys, which by the way tastes really good, is about a dollar. This over here is green olives in a can, which tastes really good. This over here, I think, is rye bread, which tastes really good. This over here is toothpaste, which I think is their version of Total. I haven't tried it yet, but toothpaste is toothpaste, so you know. Unless it's gonna kill you, how bad or good can it be? So... No, sorry about that. Let's look at the receipt. By the way, guys, this is the coffee that I bought from Latvia, okay? So here's the receipt. Okay, guys. Can you guys see the receipt? No, you can't. No, you can't. Okay. I hope this video is not going to be upside down. Hope this video won't be upside down. Probably it's going to be upside down. All right, so here's the receipt, guys. It's all in Ukrainian. By the way, guys, on a scale of 1 to 100, when it comes to language, these people are not even a 1 on English. I mean, they don't even know hi or bye. Legitimately speaking, guys, Ukrainian people don't know a lick of English. Anyways, I don't even know what the fuck I'm looking at, to be honest with you. Okay, if I can remember right, I want to know what's, okay, what here is the bread? Okay, I know that this can was either 70 or 74 of their money, which is, if it's 74, it's a little bit under $2. I'm trying to remember. Okay, so this cheese over here, after the 25% off, it was 38 of their money, which is exactly a dollar, maybe a dollar and 1 cent. So you guys are looking at this cheese over here. I already ate a little bit of it. It tastes really good. You got like 1, 2, 3, 4 slices. Really good cheese. You put that with this and a little bit of that, you're in heaven. So this cheese over here cost us exactly a dollar, maybe a dollar and 1 cent. Okay, the 74, Jesus Christ, man, I have no idea what any of this crap is, to be honest with you. So this over here was $2, maybe $2 on the dot, or a little bit under $2. It's either 70 or 74. I'm just trying to figure out what was the 43. Was the bread 43? Was this 43? I don't know. Somebody here was 43. Either this was 43 or the toothpaste was 43. You guys out there who can understand Ukrainian, man, you guys let me know what cost 43. You know, was it the bread or was it the toothpaste? Whatever the case is, guys, all this you see over here, guys, Everything you see in the picture cost me 227 of their money, which is divide by 38, okay? So 6 times 38 would be, 6 times 3 is 180, 6 times 8 is 48. So this over here, guys, cost me exactly $6, okay? All this, okay? Rye bread, 4 slices of really good tasting cheese, green olives, toothpaste, all this you guys see cost me exactly $6. In the comment section, guys, let me know, especially you European guys out there, let me know if this is too cheap, too expensive, or just about right. Also at the same time, guys, we're gonna talk about, I was standing in line and I was having this stuff go through the register. Now here in Ukraine, kind of like in Latin America and throughout, you know, Eastern Europe, they don't bag the food for you. You bag your own shit. You either bring your own bag or you buy a bag from there, because you bag your own shit, which I'm totally cool with, to be honest with you. So when the lady rang these 4 items up, you know, she was talking to me in Ukrainian. I obviously don't know a word of Ukrainian, and I'm like, English. So she showed me the monitor and I'm like, okay, cool, 227. So I took out the money and I was giving the money to the lady. She was a young lady, and then the lady standing next to me, she was a post-wall thought. I really didn't take a good look at her because she's post-wall, old, I don't care. But I remember that in her hands, she had a 200, let me show you some Ukrainian money while we're at it, you know, let's do that. Okay, let me show you some Ukrainian money, okay? Alright, so this is 500 of their money. I know the guy, yes, the Jewish guy taught me what the name of the money is. But to be honest with you guys, Ukrainian is such a piss poor language. It's not even worth it for me to learn their language, to be honest with you. It's like, no, I'd rather learn Spanish than learn Ukrainian. Because in the grand scheme of things, guys, I mean, look, I like Ukraine as a country, but the people are losers. Anyways, so this is 500 of their money. This over here is 100 of their money. You know, this is like $3, a little bit under $3, believe it or not. The 500 here, this is like 10. This is like what, maybe $13, okay? Then after that, this is what a fiver looks like. This is like what, 20 cents, maybe 20 American cents. This is what a one looks like. I think they have, is that Attila the Hun on it? Who the hell is this dude on it? Who the hell is this dude on the $1 bill? Looks like Attila the Hun or something, you know. This is one. Also, ones and fives can also be in coin format, and I personally hate coins because, you know, they jiggle in my pocket and, you know, they fall out easily. So anyways, going back to this pissed off Ukrainian post-wall thought, you know, what's happening, guys, is that this is something that you Western dudes need to be aware of when you come to a country like Ukraine. Some people are just gonna hate you because you're better than them. Okay, not like a better person, but you're financially better than them. Because look, dudes, if you're a Western dude and you're in Ukraine, you're there to take advantage of the situation. And yes, I'm here in Ukraine to take advantage of the situation. So this girl had a 200 Ukrainian whatever it is bill in her hand, which is probably like you know, $5, and she was buying her dinner, and here I am, you know, spending more on just a snack for me, okay? This here is a snack for me, guys. This is not my main dinner, okay? This is my snack. And she was buying her food with less money than I had. So yeah, of course, a lot of people are gonna get envious of you when you live here as a Westerner, taking advantage of their situation, you know. Nomad capitalist says always go where you are treated best. I always say go where you can take advantage of the goyim, you know. Eventually, guys, Ukraine is gonna have 6 million Jews coming back here again. The whole point of this war is to pretty much kill off Ukrainian people, but Ukrainian people are too low IQ to realize that. It's like, dude, I've been here for 3 days, and I realize that this whole war is to pretty much get rid of the Ukrainian people, destabilize the region, bring down prices. You know, that way when the Jews turn the Middle East into a parking lot, they can come back here no problem into Ukraine. But, you know, I've been here 3 days and I realized that. Actually, I realized that on my second day. This whole sham war was going around for 2 years and the Ukrainian people haven't realized that, man. It's like the people here are honestly losers. But that's good. I like losers because when you're surrounded by losers, you automatically default to being a winner. This is why Turkish people here who'd be losers back home in fucking Turkey are making mad money here because they own all the kebab shops. And, you know, these Turkish people, I mean, these Ukrainian people are eating overpriced Turkish crap, you know. You know, the sandwich that they sell back in Turkey for like $1, maybe $2, they're selling it for like $4 or $5 here. So, you know, go figure. So that's another tip that I wanted to get across to you guys, is that when you come to a place like this as a Westerner, the people will get envious of you. They will get jealous of you simply because you are better than they are. Again, you're not better than them as a human being, though you probably are, but you just have better things going for you. Because when I was, you know, doing the transaction, you know, I wasn't huffing and puffing, I wasn't upset, I wasn't anxious. I was just, hey man, this is a great day, it's a beautiful day, you know. And this is one of the reasons why Ukraine has one of the highest divorce rates and alcoholism abuse. It's because deep down, the people here are tormented. And to be honest with you guys, at the end of the day, man, this is purely the fault of Ukrainian people being ain't shit niggers, you know. It's kind of like how black people in America, like, fucking rob Nike stores and burn down their city, and then they wonder why Walmart is leaving. It's like, dude, that's 100% your fault, you know. Ukrainian people, guys, are the niggers of white people, if you ask me. But I love it. And I'm going to be making more videos about that as the days go by. But at the end of the day, guys, English here is literally zero. It's like, it's not even one on 1 to 100. And I'm like, dude, you're a European country. I've seen more people in Egypt speak English than freaking Ukrainian people. You know, that's fucking sad. But anyway, guys, enough of this rant. Let me know in the comment section. $6 for everything you see here. Is it too high, too low, or just rightly priced? And let me know, how much did this bread cost? Was it the 43? What cost? You know, I want to know, what cost 43 here? Can you guys see it right? I don't know if you guys can see. Do I need to wipe the mirror? I think it can't focus right. I want to know what cost 43. Oh well, we'll worry about that later. Anyway, guys, talk to you later. Peace.